I have never been to a show where the audience was so varied. I mean, black, white, young, old, it's incredible. And it's been like that through the whole tour?
Well, ultimately, I think that the music just shows that we're just all one people. We don't deal in the divisions. Just one big party.
Something else that was very apparent, seeing you and being into the music and being passionate, most people as they get older, I think passion is diminished. Been there, done that, whatever. There's no slowing down for you, and it's very obvious.
Well, every day I think of as a new beginning, and I've been blessed enough to have some of the most incredible musicians in the world in each of my bands, and this one is no different.
Let's go back a little bit, 93.
Let's not. Okay. Let's stay right here.
Not in a way that you're thinking, but you started talking about the industry in a way that you were the first, I think, to talk about the way artists were treated and to reclaim sort of the art by the artist.
Unfortunately, all of us were signed to these really restrictive agreements where you can't get out of them until you deliver X amount of product. And that product would actually belong to the corporation that you're recording for. Now, the reason why it became such a big deal back then is ever since my third album, I wasn't really taking large advances from the recording companies. I was recording the albums myself in my own studio. So the way I looked at it, I owned the work because I paid for it. And I did all the work. I created it, so I felt like it should belong to me. That said, the companies felt otherwise. And they would always hold this contract up and say, well, you signed it. And I say, well, I understand that. It's not like I want to leave. I just want to, you know, talk about this thing and see if we can't make it more fair. Of course, they wouldn't change, because if they changed, they wouldn't really exist. And that's kind of the situation we're in right today. They're not going to exist much longer. Yeah, kids today, I mean, they're so talented and sophisticated. I mean, they can create their albums on laptops. They can do the artwork themselves. They can deliver it through the internet. It can be their own distribution service. I mean, what do we really need record companies for? I mean, really. That said, if we can work together, then it's going to be, you know, everybody will kind of move into a situation where they do what it is that they're qualified to do. If they're going to be indeed a delivery service, then that's fine. But even FedEx doesn't say that they own the thing that they ship. You know, right? We're going to make a copy, and we're going to keep this here, and then we'll make a copy and give it to everybody else.
Songs dealing with the current state of what's going on in the world, delicate subject matter in some people's eyes. Was that a concern for you, knowing that if you sort of delved in this area, it might be misinterpreted or whatever?
No, I made my career in saying whatever I felt like saying, so. Yeah.
Are you optimistic about what's happening now? Are we turning a corner of understanding, hopefully?
Absolutely. Anytime you get people like this together and you just sit down and you talk about things, what we all seem to come up with is that we all are one people. And Toronto's really indicative of that. I find so much peace here, and the relation between people who are supposedly different are actually a lot better than they are in the United States. And, a lot of that, when you think about it, a lot of it's taught to us. And I think it's taught to us for a reason, because ultimately it keeps us apart, and it keeps the people in power in charge of us. So ultimately, we're going to have to learn how to be together and become one people.